Hi, I'm Cosmos Darwin. I'm a program manager on the high availability and storage team at Microsoft. Let's talk about fault domains. First, what is a fault domain? A fault domain is a set of hardware components that share a single point of failure. Fault domains are closely related to fault tolerance because to be fault tolerant at some level, you need multiple fault domains at that level. Let's look at some examples. In Windows Server, clustering allows multiple servers, called nodes, to work together to provide high availability. This is node fault tolerance. The fault domain here is the server. And in fact, this year marks the 20th anniversary of this functionality in Windows. But an increasingly popular server design is the blade server, where multiple nodes share a common chassis and common components such as fans and power supplies. These are popular for all the obvious reasons. They're more compact and less expensive, but they're also our textbook definition of a fault domain. Because if these shared components fail, all nodes in the chassis will go down together. That's why, in Windows Server 2016, clustering is introducing chassis fault tolerance. Moreover, consider this deployment of rack servers. Each rack is likely to have, among other things, its own top-of-rack switch. If that switch becomes misconfigured or fails, it could cause an outage of the entire rack. In Windows Server 2016, clustering also introduces rack fault tolerance. And we're not done yet. In the most catastrophic scenarios, such as a natural disaster or a regional loss of power, entire data centers can go offline. With stretch clustering and new features like storage replica, Windows Server 2016 provides site fault tolerance. Let's see what this means for Storage Spaces Direct, the first major feature to take advantage of these new capabilities. Roughly speaking, Spaces provides data resiliency by keeping multiple copies of anything and everything. These copies are stored on different hard drives, so that if one fails, all data remains safe and accessible. The remaining copies are then automatically used to recreate what was lost to restore full resiliency. You can think of this as distributed, software-defined RAID, and it requires no special hardware. In fact, it's built into Windows 10 on your laptop or desktop. Out of the box, Spaces Direct goes one step further. It stores every copy not just on different drives, but in different nodes to provide drive and node fault tolerance. And with fault domains defined at, say, the rack level, Spaces Direct can guarantee that it will place every copy not just on different drives or in different nodes, but in different racks to provide unprecedented availability and meet the most demanding requirements. Watch the next video to see how you can deploy rack fault tolerant Storage Spaces Direct in minutes. Thanks for watching.